everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified internist and addiction medicine specialist. Yes, thank you, Drew. That's the microphone. David Alan Greer is our guest tonight.
What's up, fellas? I'm here to save the baby. How you doing, Dr. Drew? You know, you guys have been saying some disparaging things about old Davey G.
No.
Just the fact that, first of all, I've been up for 4 days running, and you know how, Dr. Drew, sometimes you talk so fast, but you're like your thoughts, you can't catch up to them?
Yes.
I was roller skating in the parking lot for about 14 hours, and apparently to some people that's like a manic episode, which is crazy, you know? I just love life. So why should I be knocked for that, Dr. Drew?
Yeah, Drew, stop coming down on David.
Yeah, yeah.
David is going to be at the Irvine Improv at the Irvine Spectrum, which
did
is...
I think I said hypomanic.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that better?
Irvine Improv.
Irvine Improv. And feel free to bring those quintuplets, those beautiful...
triplets.
Triplets, yes, that you have.
Well, this will be like, this will be a G-rated material?
Absolutely not. But the kids got to grow up. You know what I'm saying?
What about...
How old are they? How old are they now?
They're eight. That's old enough.
They've taken up watching Living Color.
Oh,
of all things. They'll freak out.
Oh, boy.
Quite a loose household you have there, Doctor.
No, that's what I thought. I was like, no, that's all right for them.
The hardest thing you have to explain is the hairstyles and the fashion.
The dancing.
At this point, yeah, it's really, really old.
What year was In Living Color? When did it start?
1967 it started with the Brady Bunch.
Just after Laugh-In.
Yeah,
lead-in.
Yeah, it was really hip. Remember?
I remember it got bumped by Wagon Train, and then you guys jumped over to Fox,
yeah.
I think.
Then I left to do the Waltons.
There was no Fox. Yeah, what are you talking about?
Oh, there wasn't.
Yeah. I was on the Waltons for 2 years. I was a runaway slave. You know, Timbuk. Can I live with y'all? And so, of course, it was 1990s when we went on the air.
1990. And what did it go on? 4 years?
Four beautiful years of peace, love, and laughter.
That really pleases my homosexual palate.
It's old Jimmy.
It's
Jimmy.
Yeah, it's a funny show. And I think it's a show that may be even appreciated more in syndication than it was when it was on. And
well,
I don't mean that in a bad way.
No, you're good. That's a good point, because sometimes you watch those old Laugh-Ins. I mean, no, the old SNLs, like Paul Simon hosting as a turkey, and you're like, wow, this is not holding up well.
and I don't want to be struck down by any lightning, but SCTV, if you go and catch a few of those, there's a few misses in there amongst
hits. They did so much. It seems like SCTV was on forever, and they actually are... Don't they still show them now instead of later, the latest show?
I think they're on some network at like 1:30, but you got to stay up long enough to catch it.
So, Dr. Drew, I got some questions for you.
Dude, what's up?
I got an important question, Dr. Drew. What's the number one cause of hemorrhoids in America? Is it stress or is it...
Or is it anal sex?
You know, yeah. Is it, you know what I'm talking about, the grapes.
No, it's genes. Genetics.
Genetics?
In not enough bulk in your diet.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
But is it not enough bulk in your diet and that you're pushing
too much,
too hard?
Too much bulk.
maybe you don't.
Do you hear what I said, Adam?
That's good.
Too much bulk pushing in, Dr. Drew.
Let me write that down.
All right,
too
then.
Much bulk.
Sometimes old mama bear likes papa to bang on the back door. You know what I'm saying? My honey bunny says, hey, if you don't have the key, break a window. Let yourself in.
Put that on a loop, please.
to be alive, kids.
It's great to be alive, isn't it?
It's great to be here. You know, I love Loveline.
And, do you?
I love the radio show much better than that television show ever was. Because here's where you do the real healing.
That's right.
You get the real sick calls. First of all, to whoever's listening, we don't want any fakers.
That's right.
We want the real sickos tonight, because Dr. Davies hung his shingle out.
And Dave, when can we get together and do a little more boxing training?
You know what? I am on the road through August, and I will call you up because you did leave that invitation open, and I miss it. I miss it.
All right.
I like the training.
You don't hang out my house ever.
Well, you don't have anything to offer.
First of all, you have kids.
Right.
Kids, you know.
Freaks him out.
It does. I have dogs, and that freaks me out.
Really? Yeah. Stuff.
All right, you guys ready to take some calls?
Let's take some calls! Let's heal some babies! Dr. Drew. Hey, Dr. Drew.
Hey.
Is Xanax addictive?
Profoundly, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Profoundly?
Really? I read it on the internet. Say, I'm just saying, hypothetically, you pop a couple 1.0s, nice glass of Bordeaux.
1 milligrams.
A couple of those, you know, pop on your favorite little TV show. That's addictive?
No.
True. What happened to your microphone?
Testing. Not a single exposure, but it is a very addictive drug if you have the gene for addiction.
What's it help you do?
No, wait a minute. No, here's what I want to know. If any person does heroin, just listen to
yes.
me, for like more than 7 days straight,
yes.
they will be physically addicted.
They will be physically dependent.
Right, okay.
But they won't be an addict unless
okay,
they have the gene.
But what is the difference between physically dependent
means
an addict?
You'll have a hit like people. We have surgical complications. We make
right.
them dependent on morphine.
Right.
They take so much morphine after the surgery, they get addicted. When sometimes to stop, they go through withdrawal for 3 days. They walk away. They don't think about it again.
Right.
An addict is thinking about it when they leave,
okay,
obsessing
right
about
stop
it.
Right there. Stop right there. I just want to know: is it a, what do they call it, a Class B or whatever?
It's not a triplicate, but in New York State it is, but not in California.
How can it not be in California?
Because they haven't. It's just not.
What is Xanax good for? Help you relax
yeah,
and go to bed.
Anxiety.
Oh, that's great. Let me try one of them. Drew.
This may be this sort of manic outburst you're having. Maybe Xanax withdrawal. Maybe you're not actually bipolar.
I'm not, and I hate that term bipolar. It's wacko! Bipolar, my butt cheeks. Who invented this bipolar? It's manic depressive. I hate it. Everybody wants a gentler term. You're nuts!
That's right.
Jeez.
Thank you, David.
Bipolar. That's like bipolar. No, I don't believe that. And listen, tell the people, I'm just a nice guy. I'm normal.
You're a nice guy, and you're hypomanic.
I am not!
Well, actually, something... when he walked in here, he was a normal, nice guy, and the mics lit up, and all of a sudden,
it's
this.
An act, my friend.
That's right.
This is show business.
He's a comedian, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, look, this is one, too.
Oh, no. Oh, you are so wrong. And what are you, my friend, Mr. Normal?
I'm just a depressive, anxious guy.
Ah, that's. Thank God for Dr. Drew.
Absolutely.
He didn't want Dr. Adam. I don't see a doctor in front of your name, Mr. Big Mouth. Hey, you take that off, and I take that back, because you'll always be a doctor to me, Adam.
Oh, no.
Let's heal some babies.
Brittany?
Yes?
You're 14?
Yeah.
We're going to heal you.
Okay.
What's up?
I've given head 22 times.
But who's counting?
Mm-hmm.
What?
That's
right. Not
my girlfriend already. Keep going.
Oh, and I was wondering if cum can do anything to you.
You can get sexually transmitted diseases.
Well, yeah, but like besides that.
That's about it.
Well, what else beside that are you looking for, Brittany?
What is your fantasy?
I really don't have any.
No, I mean, what are you worried could happen to you?
Like, that I could get, like, really sick, but...
You could vomit, yeah.
What do you mean? You mean just
you
nauseated,
talking?
Like you ate some bad cheese?
Hold on, let me jump in here.
Go ahead.
Brittany, is it Brittany?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she's referring to what we in the trade call the Stewart syndrome, as in Rod Stewart syndrome.
Uh-huh, yes.
Yeah.
Everyone knows the famous and true story about Rod Stewart ingesting 3 gallons of semen. And
oh,
then
it wasn't 3 gallons. It was 1 U.S. gallon.
1 U.S. gallon.
Yeah.
3.8 liters of semen, and then having to have a stomach pump.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We all remember that from junior high. True
Absolutely.
Story. True story.
Well, your cousin's friend, brother, was there. Yeah.
Well, he was one of the penises that Rod met that night. He was 12
That's
at the time.
Beautiful. That's beautiful. Hey, Jenny, hi, honey.
The point is
my PR lady just got here.
Brittany.
Yeah?
You've had semen in your mouth 22 times. You've not vomited, right?
Right.
Maybe you've built up some sort of tolerance to this at an early age.
What?
From
the standpoint that most people vomit upon swallowing?
I'm just saying, I think Brittany is calling because she's crying out for help.
Yeah, well,
I really do, because she's saying, what is it going to do to you? And we said sexually transmitted diseases.
She goes, so what?
And she said, so what? Yeah. What about getting sick from it? But yet she's done it numerous times and hasn't gotten sick.
But she didn't ask for the particulars. Brittany, these are medical questions. There's no sexual gratification involved. You're underage. Have you swallowed all of the issuance from these participants of yours?
Yeah.
You have.
God yeah, so you asked if you can get sick. I said you can get sexually transmitted diseases. Some of them are life-threatening. Why is that not an issue to you?
Well, it is. I was just, like, I knew all about, like, STDs and how I could get STDs from it.
All right, well, that's it.
What's up there, Brittany? 22 penises?
No, seven different guys.
Seven guys?
Mm-hmm. How old are you?
I'm 14.
Mm-hmm. Seven guys, 3.056 times per guy.
That's a relationship.
Yeah. All right. And you want to slow down a little, or are you feeling good about yourself?
No, because I have a really bad reputation at school.
Yeah.
So why don't you slow down?
Another question about that, though.
Yeah.
A lot of them are potheads, and I was wondering if that could affect that in any way.
Could you get high from swallowing semen?
No.
No.
What do you? Is that what you're asking?
Well, I was asking, like, would it do anything to me? But then I realized that a lot of them are potheads. So.
All right. What's up with you, Brittany? Why don't you have?
You want to ask your real question?
Yeah, it's more esteem that you can concern with for yourself sufficient.
Well, I don't know why I do this. Like, seriously.
Well, why don't you stop until you figure it out at least?
I haven't done it in a while.
Mm, well, you're 14. You got 21 under your belt. Seems like you're moving along pretty good. All right, so why don't you stop? Give it a break.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
And don't reward those potheads with a BJ. That's sending a dangerous message to them. The more pot they smoke, the more blown they get. All right there, Brittany.
Okay.
All right.
You know, on my day, you had to work for those BJs.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the gifts, the jewelry.
Oh, what I used to have to do to get a BJ. I mean, first, get the crowbar, go down to the morgue.
Oh, yeah.
Hold the flashlight in the mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Break open the front door.
Yeah, keep going. Did you hook the foot behind the head for the lifelike action?
That's how I would do it. And sometimes there wasn't a dead chick there, so you had to make do.
You know, you bring up an interesting point, Adam. There's nothing worse than a reluctant BJ.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope you're enjoying this. Never mind.
Jared?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
First of all, I just want to say you guys rock.
Thanks.
I listen to you guys every night.
Thank you.
But I'm just curious if it is physically possible for a girl to be, quote-unquote, loose if she's still a virgin.
Well, she's going to be loose either way. I mean, she's going to be the same either way. Having had sex will not make any difference.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, because I was going to say, me and her actually just, I was a virgin until a couple nights ago. Me and her, apparently she said it was her first time, too. But she was so loose to where it was just like, I mean, it was hard to tell that anything was even going on when I was putting
it. That's just her anatomy.
Maybe
can I ask you a
penis.
Yeah, right. Can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah.
How's the Jimmy?
What do you mean?
You know what I'm talking about.
How
big is it? Average? How's the average? Three inches? 6 inches?
No, around five to six.
Five to six. And how's the girth?
Oh my gosh! Why are you asking me that?
Well, we're medical experts.
They want to know if it's her or you.
Well, hold on.
Is it a pencil?
Is it a no?
Pixie
is
stick?
It a hot dog before it has been cooked?
Kind of.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're normal. There are some girls who have a 2-car garage. Let's say.
That's really? Right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. And I don't know because she, it's like I mean I totally clean. You know, that was my honest first time. But it's like, I mean, she kind of has a reputation. Like she's been around the block a few times, but she says that she hasn't slept with any of her previous like 100 boyfriends. And I just kind of find that hard to believe. But I just hope she's not, because I don't really.
Well,
feel like anything.
Yeah, but even if she did, right, Dr. Drew, it wouldn't stretch her out.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
She could have had 5 kids, and you'd still be fine.
Well, I'll stop right there. I tell you what, I've slept with my share of whores, and some of them are tidy whiteys, and
fatty blackies.
There you go. flabby flabbertons.
Well, look, you understand the vagina's not made of clay. It's not like you stretch it out and it stays out there.
Well, yeah, but I've heard all these stories from my friends about, they're doing it to a girl that was a virgin, and I've heard all these stories about how tight she's supposed to be and how...
That's BS.
Well, no,
guy talk.
But wait a minute. Virgins are tight because they're uncomfortable and uptight,
right.
And they may sort of clamp down a little bit, right?
But also, there's a hymen.
Right, something you're pushing through.
There is something you got to, break on through to the other side.
Jared is, you know what Jared is? Jared's a guy who got no ass in high school. he's now found someone who was kind enough to hold still yeah. so that he could do that.
Wait a minute. I don't like where this is going.
No, he didn't.
Listen, nobody told me at 14 that women's, and I'm going to use a technical term, twatty holes,
right.
Are different sizes. Nobody told me about that. Nobody told me about PMS and that all women on earth are insane and crazy, too. No. Nobody ever told me that. So he needs to hear that, that all stink spots aren't the same.
Old baby, wow! And she has a two-car garage.
He's
driving a moped.
Hey, room to move,
Jared. Yeah. I know you're a little insecure about yourself.
No, he's not.
He is. He is.
He's just unknowledgeable.
Yeah, no, he's saying, I hope she's not loose. She said she was a virgin, but I hear she's been around.
They're big women and they're small
women.
That's right. That's it. Don't believe. How old is he? 19.
Yeah.
Guys lie so much about sex. And it never stops.
Yeah.
You know? Did you know that married couples lie the most about how much they have sex?
No.
Really?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
No way.
Absolutely. When is the last time you sat with a group of married people and how many couples said, I haven't boned my wife since last Kwanzaa? Nobody says that. Everybody wants to appear as if they're having the, quote, normal amount of sex.
Well, it is true that
women,
there's a...
The women cackle a little bit.
Well, here's what the... Most
people will lie.
You know what women do? Women get drunk and embarrass their men.
They do. Sometimes during sex.
He likes to be jacked off, and then he cries. Marge, that's enough Chardonnay. He does! He wants me to dance while he jacks himself off, and then he starts, honey, let's get out in the car. Get in the car.
Well, I want to know what's wrong with that.
No, but true. Your wife's done that to you way more than once, right? Had a couple of glasses of wine and started talking.
Is she addictive? Addictive personality?
Doesn't talk like that.
With the wine. Let's zero in on this alcohol.
She'll do it. All I'm saying is I do agree with David in that there's another person involved with the couple, so you might lie just to protect them.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
After a certain point, though, you're right. How many years have you been married?
10.
Yeah, all lying has stopped now. It's dishonest. Honesty right there.
Well, there's sort of bragging rights that go on, I noticed.
Yeah, but anytime you get it up or any successful entry.
There's a little terror, then there's a lot of, a little talking going on.
Drew had a solid BM last weekend.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you save it for all the kids in the neighborhood? Look what Uncle Drew laid.
Megan?
Oh, gosh.
You're 20. What's up?
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
True.
Go ahead,
Jesus.
Go ahead,
I finally found a guy that makes me have an orgasm.
Hmm?
I finally found a guy that makes me have an orgasm.
Uh-huh.
And that's totally cool, but...
Are you in love with this guy?
Yeah, we're getting married.
Okay, but wait a minute. When the first time you achieved an orgasm with this guy, were you really deeply emotionally involved with him?
Yeah, we were already living together.
Yeah, that always makes sex better.
Yeah.
How do you do it? Sex or oral sex?
Well, I can only have one when I ride him.
Most women do.
So you're on top of him.
Yeah.
And you have your orgasm.
Uh-huh.
But you can't have one through oral sex, huh?
Mm-hmm. But haven't you ever, rode any other guys?
Yeah.
It never worked that way?
No.
Do me a favor, honey. Next time you get on top of him, just palm his face. You know what I'm saying?
Palm it.
Palm it. Smack right there. Just say, hold right there. Just let mama get hers. I love when the girls do that. You know what I'm saying? So, take charge. Ride me, baby. All the way to Brooklyn. Oh, we're healing babies. Oh, that's beautiful.
So, Megan, what are you calling about?
Well, I had a question for Drew.
Oh,
I was adopted when I was 3 months old.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking about meeting my biological mom and my little sister.
Do you have a way to get in touch with them?
Yeah, actually, we've been talking through, letters and on the phone and emails.
Uh-huh. And email, huh? She have her own computer, or is she using the one down at the library?
No, she has her own.
All right. So she's doing okay.
Uh-huh.
Is she doing okay? I mean, does she sound... Do you feel safe meeting her? Does she sound normal and all that stuff?
I don't know. She's kind of crazy, but then again, so is every other blood relative of mine I know.
Well, what do you mean kind of crazy?
Well, my older sister that I was adopted with is a sociopath. Mm. And, I don't feel so, mentally all there.
You don't feel mentally all there?
Well, no, but it might just be because, you know, I'm a girl. I don't know.
Oh, how you know.
And, like,
so. That's true, honey. All women are crazy.
My birth mom seems kind of weird, too. But.
Well, did you say there's a sister you haven't met?
Yeah, there's three sisters total.
And one stayed with your mom?
Yeah.
And the other two, you and your other sister, went to be raised by a foster family or an adopted family?
Uh-huh.
And how's your adopted parents?
well, that's a whole other call.
Oh, really?
They're really messed up.
Let's just get it over with so we don't have to call again.
Don't have a fantasy that finding your biological roots.
Oh, Dr. Drew, let me just enjoy this. Gosh, Adam, you are so mean.
Oh,
give this woman some love.
Oh, Dave.
Mr. Hard-ass.
But don't have a fantasy that reattaching or reconnecting with your biological roots are going to somehow rescue you from the family you've been raised by.
I don't know
the emotions.
I don't hear that from her. She says she's crazy, her adoptive family's crazy, and her mom's nuts.
Well,
yeah. Why not all goofballs get in one room?
All right. Hey, hey, Megan?
Yeah.
You're going to get married? You want to invite her to the marriage?
I don't know. Like, my mom has told me that she doesn't want my birth mom there, and she doesn't want my older sister there. And
all right.
That's not good.
Well, listen, let's not rock the boat. Let's just take your time, keep corresponding with her.
Maybe you should establish your own life separately, and then if you want to do that once you have your own life, married life alone, adult,
you're in a public
fine.
Place.
Is there a human being alive that's trying to meet a biological parent that doesn't have some expectations going into
it?
Yeah. Well, you know, they found Roseanne's biological daughter, you know, years ago. And so someone comes to her and they go, look, I have some incredible news. We found your birth mother. And she goes, oh, my God. Okay, it's someone famous. So sit down. She goes, it's Bette Midler.
Oh.
I knew it. It's Bette Midler, right? It's Bette Midler. Well, she's very famous, but it's not Bette Midler. It's Roseanne. So there's a yin and the yang of it.
Yeah, but she's got some money, right?
Hey, it's not about money. Sometimes, Adam, it's just about a hug, you know?
Yeah.
Right, Dr. Drew? Manic to want a hug from a human being, you know?
We're going to do some hugging in just a minute, Dave.
Call me crazy. Can I get a hug, man?
Dude.
Come on, group hug. Come on, Dr. Drew, get over here.
Drew, group hug. You heard
Thank
it.
Thank you. Oh, what is that aftershave you are wearing?
Ashley?
Hi.
Hey, you're 18. What's up
there,
crazy. Perky?
Okay, yeah. Thanks for knocking my perkiness now. I'm going to be depressed, and I'm going to go do drugs and sleep with everyone now, okay?
Fantastic.
How old are you?
18.
Oh, that's cool, then. Go ahead.
What's up? I have a comment. Okay, yeah. That guy that called in saying that, you know, he was talking about, like, she was loose or something like that.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, I'm 18 years old. I'm a virgin still, right? Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of boyfriends, and I find that really offensive that he would say that because she's had, like, a ton of boyfriends, that there's no way she's a virgin. That pissed me off.
Well, he's doing some math. I mean,
yeah, I know, but I mean,
we're on your side. Didn't you hear what we said? We said guys lie.
Right.
That just because she's had a bunch of boyfriends, don't believe what the guys say. And even if she slept with 100 guys, that doesn't mean you could drive a Volkswagen in the old twatty spot.
That's
okay.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Why? I'm just curious. Why does that enrage you so much?
Well, all my life I've grown up with the whole like, if they have a ton of boyfriends and they're sluts.
Uh-oh.
And it just bothers me because, yeah, I've had a lot of boyfriends.
Okay, calm
but
down.
But I'm not a slut, and
calm down.
I don't plan to ever be.
Calm
right.
down.
Yeah, but you've done the hard work, though, of having relationships without them being sexual, right?
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Do you have any nicknames like the Lincoln Tunnel, Lucy Goosey, anything like that?
I'm a virgin. No.
You're virgin?
Right. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of stuff you can do, honey.
How many boyfriends have you had?
Oh, Lord, I don't know. I just threw out a number. It's probably a lot less than what I gave the screener. But
well, what do you think? You don't know?
10, 20?
Probably about 20, 25.
What does boyfriend 25? Mean? What does that mean?
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, guys that I date, like, for long periods of time. But I don't date one person.
Yeah. But hold on. When you say you're a virgin, do you mean that you haven't had intercourse? Because there's a whole gamut of activities you can...
I mean,
maybe
virgin.
I mean I'd like to finish my sentence!
Sorry!
You know what I mean? There's a bunch of other sexual things you can do besides having intercourse.
That's right.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm a virgin completely.
Okay.
All right, I've
chased.
Lost interest.
You're chased.
Yeah, what are you...
But why are you so angry, uptight about it?
Yeah, and why are you dating 25 guys at age 18?
I think I know why.
Virgin, what?
Because after about 48 hours, those guys go,
yeah, like,
I'll
oh,
see
Christ.
You.
Oh,
hey,
Okay, yeah, thanks. All right.
Hey, listen, when I was 18, I was trying to get laid, all right?
Yeah.
That's what guys want when they're 18. Most guys I know, I mean, they're not looking for a lifetime commitment.
Oh, and I'm not saying they are.
All right, baby.
Okay.
All right, what kind of energy you got going? You got some kind of energy going.
Cheerleader.
Okay.
Cheerleader, baby.
Virgin cheerleader.
Give me a cheer, honey. Could you give me a cheer?
No.
I never thought that would happen.
Come on. Give me a cheer.
That's okay now.
Come on.
Ashley.
You won the game. Now you think you're hot. But we'll win the fight in the parking lot. Take off your neck. Yeah, take off your neck. Come on. Hit me up, baby. Go. Come on. Give me some.
Do you know Here We Come a Truckin' In?
No.
Which ones do you know?
I'm from an independent squad, so they're all for BCC.
Go. Hit me one, baby.
Come on, no. give us one. You said
see
you were
my
cheerleader.
Finger, see my thumb. Oh, we got the ball. You better
red,
run.
Green and white Bobcats. That's right. The best you'll see. BCC.
That was no Here We Come a Truckin' In.
Yeah, you don't have any black girls on.
It's Bakersfield, dude.
You guys want to hear Here We Come a Truckin'
No,
In?
Let's hear it.
Go, baby.
Here we come. Oh, no, hold on. Ready? Okay. Here we come a truckin' in. Bet you wonder where we been. We're a team that can't be beat. Because we're funky on our feet.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. I got it, Jerry. See my finger, see my thumb. We got the ball, you better run. S-O-C-K-I-T, sock it to me. Baby, my head is aching, my hips are tight. I'm hip to shaking from left to right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, cast check. Don't take no job. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Come on, baby, we gonna win. Ow! That's a cheer, baby. That's a cheer.
And that's how he got his letter in high school.
Take him to Yale Drama School.
All right. We're going to take a little break.
Hey, I don't want to take a break.
We got to cool down.
Put in that caller.
David Allen Greer is here.
Brittany, what's your question?
We're gonna do a pyramid when we come back.
Oh, that'll be great.
Loveline. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla, that's Dr. Drew.
And I'm David Allen Greer. Woo!
David Allen Greer can be found at the Irvine Improv, Irvine Spectrum, which is coming up Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Two shows on Saturday.
I think we have two on Friday. Adam, are you going to come through, man?
That's true. You know what?
You
no.
You bastard.
No, I'm going out of town.
Oh, great.
I'm going to Yosemite.
For what?
Why?
A wedding, believe it or not.
Oh, you pansy.
Yeah.
What kind of hippie?
With the Awani or something?
I don't know. The chick's getting married in Yosemite.
Ooh.
Someone I work with at the man show. Name's Lisa.
You know, Adam, one thing I admire about, he does not kiss and tell. You know, every time I go over to his house, it's obvious there's been some kind of group sex thing going on.
Sure.
You know, beer cans, used condoms. I'm like, hey, Adam, what'd you do last night? Oh, nothing. No. Plus box. Yeah. You know, one of his male friends comes down rubbing his butt. You know, hey, God. Hey, what went
holding
on last night? Rubbing it. Ow.
Yeah.
What happened? Just some guys over playing poker.
Right.
Very, very low key.
And Margaret Cho lives around the street, right?
Oh, Margaret.
Margaret Cho lives down the street from the Hollywood home. She put on some pounds.
I didn't say anything. I love Margaret.
Margaret came on to me in a very sexual way one time. Was she a little loopy? She was a little loopy.
Sexual does not begin to describe what that was.
She said she was going to walk over and F me because she lived down the street. And
the problem is she lives down the street.
Right. Yeah, right. Walk up.
You'd want to dump that body, wouldn't you? You just don't want to wake up. You don't want to.
That's right. Anyone who's seen Margaret's act knows that that's her act.
No, the problem is then she's just the scary lady that old Uncle Adam.
You're being mean.
I love Margaret Cho. I love her.
I have said many times she's in the top 10 of female Korean comedians currently working the L.A. scene.
Hey, listen, she's sexy.
She's a sexy lady.
Yeah,
and,
she is.
But here's the deal. She got sober and then apologized over at Kathy Griffin's
and then
Christmas
also
party.
Was horrified.
I was supposed to go to that Christmas party.
Oh, were you?
I just bailed, man. I just bailed. I just didn't want to.
Margaret was looking for you. She wanted to apologize.
No.
You know what? The only thing worse, and as a guy, and ladies, look, if you get loaded and come on to us, no need for an apology the next day.
Ow.
That's fine.
Forever. That hurts.
You know what what ends up happening, which is ironic, is the apology ends up feeling more intrusive than the actual coming on part because everyone's sober and you're at a party. And
was everyone sober at this Christmas party?
Margaret was, because I believe Margaret's a sober person now. But Margaret pulled me aside and said, you know, I need to talk to you. And I'd had a few drinks, and I said, it's cool, baby. And she said, no, it's not. And I said, oh, yeah, it is. And she said, no, what I did was wrong. And I said, look, no problem. Let me get back to the party.
Before she went on, you were flattered. Now you felt sort of uncomfortable.
Well, isn't that part of the healing process?
It is.
Make men feel uncomfortable.
Make amends. I tell you right now, if I started making amends, I wouldn't have any time to live my life.
But it's ironic that part of the healing process is making the person feel uncomfortable for a second time.
Right. I never was really attracted to you. It was all the drugs.
Yeah, in fact, I'm horrified.
Speaking of drugs, Dr. Drew, let me lay one on you. Trazodone. Mm-hmm. How's that? Trazodone.
It's good medicine. Sleeping medicine.
Trazodone. Is that highly addictive?
No.
Say you pop a Trazzy, you know, do a couple of brew dogs. Lay out, watch some HBO, get your wood on. Is that cool?
Go out and speed on Mulholland?
No, I like to lay. you know, hopefully the people who do that would like to do it. How about the bus bar? Bus bar?
You're a little too much about medication. It's scary.
You know, I tell you what I was in Mexico.
And by the way,
movie.
These are all anti-anxiety medicines. One of them. Boost bars.
I went on the internet. And
I've
let me
said
tell
this
you.
Many times. C. Everett Koop is the only black man. No, what was his name? Who's
I went online.
Jocelyn Elders is the only person of color.
I went online in Mexico. You know, you can buy drugs over.
Yes, lots of them, but easy on the web. But these are all anti-anxiety medication, David. What's going on here, dude?
You know, sometimes you get those hard days, man. You know,
sometimes.
It's just kind of hard.
You realize, you should really, I know you experience it as anxiety, but really what we're talking about here is agitation.
Well, wait a minute. You said that anxiety is a learned behavior, right?
I said phobias, like it's fear of flying. That kind
I'm
of
not, I'm not Howie Mandel. You know, I don't wash my hands. As a matter of fact, I don't ever wash my hands or wipe my butt. You know, I'm a natural man.
You're agitated.
I can get agitated.
And
I can work it around.
These lightweight anti-anxiety meds will do much for you. You need antipsychotic major tranquilizers.
Oh,
yeah.
God bless you. You know what? You know, kids, you know what Dr. Drew is saying? David, I love you, but I don't know how to express it in normal terms.
And
therefore,
I can't help
I'm
you.
I'm using the drugs.
Hey, and I'll call you.
Dave, let me ask you seriously.
What's up, man? Hit me with the hard shots,
do you
shots,
have
baby.
Trouble getting to bed at night?
Absolutely.
You do.
Well, intermittent sleep.
Spending 2 hours with him.
You know what? Here's what I do. I have to work out. If I don't work
before
out...
Before you go to bed?
No, I have to work out a certain number of times a week. I have to run. I have to do something or else it just builds up. And I won't sleep. And it's like this. If I have to get up tomorrow at 6 a.m.
Think about it,
it's 10:30.
Right.
Now it's 12:30.
Right.
Now, even though I'm really tired, now I am anxiety ridden because now the hours are slipping away.
Yeah. Right.
So now I know I'll never go to sleep.
Oh. Right.
I squeeze a few off, you know, watch the porno.
You got problems.
Watch the porno, you know, squeeze a couple off.
What time do you go to bed? What's the average time?
If I could, if I had my druthers?
No.
Without the trazodone.
What's reality?
It depends what kind of day I've had. If I've had a full day, sometimes it's 10 p.m., but usually it's more like 2 p.m.
Right.
I mean, 2 a.m.
2 a.m., right.
Because I'm a performer. That's what it is. Like, now I'm on tour. That means I get back to my hotel. It's like 12:30, 1 a.m., and I'll be up till like 3 or 4. Just because that's, you know, you need...
You're wound up.
Yeah, you're wound up.
We could hang.
Right. You start calling people you don't really want to talk to. Mrs. McCartney, you're my fifth grade teacher. I love you. What's going on?
That's right.
Stuff like that.
Let's squeeze in a call here. Greg?
Hey, how's it going, dude?
Hey, you're 32. What's up?
Hey, let me first start by saying it's an honor to talk to David Alan Greer. He's one of the funniest people I've ever heard in my life.
Very
true. Thank you.
I'm having some issues with younger women.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just I don't seem to be attracted to women my age no more. I seem to only be attracted to women who are around 18, 19 years old.
Well, that's legal, barely.
Yeah.
Well, it's normal, but it's not normal. You
well,
know what
how
I'm
old
saying?
Are you again?
32.
All right, let me tell you something. A very famous actor friend of mine is close to my age. You know, I'm 45. Mm-hmm. I said, hey, famous actor guy, would you ever date a woman your own age? And we both looked at each other and went, no.
Women are great in their 40s.
Yeah, right. I'm being honest. Adam, how old are you?
I'm 37.
Okay, Adam, mm-hmm. Would you ever willing? I mean, it's not like I wouldn't. I mean, if I met a fabulous 45-year-old, no. Yeah. But ideally, I mean, would you?
No. Here's what you would do.
No.
Listen.
I mean, I'm not on the same, you know,
emotional
level.
Would you date a 20-year-old?
No. Hold on there, Greg.
Would I date a 20-year-old or would I bang a 20-year-old?
Would you make a girlfriend out of a 20-year-old?
No. Yes. He would do that. He would do that.
No. You know what? My cutoff is 25. 25 is my cutoff. And that, and that right there, already, there's like, I talk about stuff, they don't even know. So the Beals were a group?
I'm like,
yeah, baby, that's right.
I mean, but it's
that's
like
right. For me, it's Lidsville. You never heard of Lidsville, honey?
Yeah. Is your puff and stuff?
Hey, I think we have a patient on the line. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
It's your time.
But wait a minute. Let me defend the older ladies for 1 second here. And I think Drew will agree with
this. Testosterone levels up.
A big star like David Alan Grier at the ripe old age of 45 would probably not start dating a 45-year-old woman.
Never.
Or a 42-year-old woman.
That's
or maybe
not necessarily
even a,
true.
All right,
it's not,
but probably not.
But I'll tell you
if
why.
If you fell in love at 35 and married a woman who was 33 and it was 8 or 10 years later, you would still be with that woman and be
absolutely.
Happy with that woman.
My wife was a year older than I. Well, and we got married like when I was 30. Here's the problem.
Right.
Older women, especially, say, if they're in their 40s, they're already, their clock is ticking. So date number one, by the time the entree arrives, they want to know where the relationship is going.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to get married? Will you adopt their kids?
Right.
Make friends with their crackhead ex-boyfriend? That is why I don't do it.
Right.
No.
Right.
Uh-uh.
All right.
Life's too short. Give me the 18-year-olds. I'm with you, baby.
Greg?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, so.
I mean, even when I you know, fag off with myself, I think about
dude, you beat off.
19, you know, 18-year-old young bodies and
all right.
Dude, you beat off?
All right, so that's what you fantasize about.
Well, what do you fantasize about, Adam?
I mean,
what,
I just like, kind of feel
I beat
odd.
Off to Greg beating off the 19-year-olds.
We're flooded with those images.
Yeah, you'll find somebody your own age. It's good that you know that you wouldn't. It's probably not a healthy thing for you to be pursuing somebody that age. It would not make you happy, I don't
think. Yeah, I mean,
have you ever been in a relationship with a girl that young?
Yeah, I mean, I've recently been sleeping with a girl who's 19, and I just was.
It's not good for her.
Somebody who was 20 years old.
It's not good for them.
But why not?
Think about Greg's emotional development. So his body's 32
no,
years
but,
old.
But wait
you know?
A minute. He said he's been sleeping with. That's different from saying, I really love this chick, man. She's the chick for me.
Yeah,
so,
but what's happened? These women are attached to him, though.
So what's wrong with that?
Let me ask you guys.
Every one of those 18 or 19-year-olds needs some old guy to work through it. The daddy complex.
Right.
When they get to be 35, we're just history.
Let me ask. No? Let me ask Dr. Drew and Dr. David a question here. Women, 100 years ago, women lived average age of 59. Oh, I don't know, 60, whatever. How old? 100 years
probably
ago?
Probably 60, something like that.
60. All right. Now a woman is gonna a woman who's 30 today is probably gonna make it to 88 or 90, right?
Yeah.
Is the cutoff in terms of them being sort of hot tickets on the open market, is it still, you know, 35 as it was 100 years ago? Do you know what I mean? I mean, physically, men, most men, society, is not into a woman older than 40.
Yeah.
Now, if you started the relationship 10 years ago, that's a different situation. Yeah. But I just mean in terms of dating.
Yeah.
You take a guy who's 35, who has his pick of the litter, he's not going to date a 38-year-old woman.
Absolutely.
But the thing is that woman is now to. That woman is now living till 90.
Right.
Was it earlier when they lived till 60? Has it been stretched out? I don't think that part has changed. I think we've just added another 50 years to the end of their life.
I don't know.
Do you know what I'm asking?
Yeah, but Dr. Drew, what if you meet a girl who's not 19? What if she's 27, say, 28?
Yeah, that's fine.
And she has her own career.
Yeah, that's good. No, that 27 is a lot different than 20.
Absolutely.
A lot different.
All right. Absolutely.
Let's take a break. David Alan Grier here. We're going to talk about...
This is hard work.
We're going to talk about prescription medications, and then we'll
be back. Absolutely.
Loveline, we'll be right back. Call on the 1-800-LOVE-191.
here's the deal. We need to take some calls.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, am I holding you kids up?
David, it's not that you're holding us up. It just seems that somehow in your presence, we don't get any calls.
You're so angry.
No.
Next caller. Excuse me. Next caller.
David Alan Greer here. Irvine Improv at the Irvine Spectrum this weekend. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Two shows, Friday, Saturday. David?
Next caller.
Yeah, is this me?
Yes, you're 21. What's up?
Hey, what's happening? Love the show. Yeah, you guys rock.
Thank you.
To who?
Hey, I got Dr. Drew there.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, there? Okay.
Yeah.
I have, sex a lot, and, I mean, I'm not down for anybody, who doesn't get it or anything like that. You know, like the married couple, who lies about it, and, that's kind of pathetic. You're married and you can't get nothing.
All right, David, what's your question?
Thank you.
But I'm just wondering, after five times a night, and then, punishing yourself for not getting any, spanking off and stuff, is there anything to rebuild your strength, Can you, guzzle something down, a health drink or something like that to get the juices flowing down there again?
Did you press the pause button?
What the F is he talking about?
He said after five times...
spanking it, doing it, not spanking it.
And then you punish yourself. Yeah. Could you explain? What did you mean?
I mean, I'm blowing loads five times, If I can't get some, I spank it. There goes another load right there.
Hold on. Who's this load you're blowing?
He's saying he's masturbating five times a night.
Yeah, I don't want to get down with the technical term,
Yeah, but David, here's what you understand. You're leading us to believe that three times a night you're with a person and twice a night you're by yourself. The fact is, there's no people involved with this other than you.
Well, what about the pictures he looks at?
That's right,
those
pictures.
People.
Yeah, okay.
People by myself. What I'm trying to say is, is there anything I can do to get the phone again?
No. Give yourself. Don't kill yourself.
Five times in a night, you're lucky you don't spit out some lower intestine on the.
I was going to say after about
time.
Four or five, I'm just coughing.
You turn
now,
inside.
All right. All right. Good times there, David. You want to take calls? There you go.
Well, Mr. Dr. Drew.
No,
man.
Nolene.
Jolene.
Thanks for the typo there, Damon.
Hey, Jolene, what's your question for this evening?
My question's for Dr. Drew. A couple of weeks ago, I had the radio down low, but I thought I heard you saying something about if you take large amounts of ibuprofen, that it can cause...
Can cause what?
See what happens when you take calls.
It can cause your kidneys to bleed.
It can cause your kidneys to shut down. She said if you take large amounts of...
Well, let me talk to her, please.
Right. I can't hear
her. I got her. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, blood. No, you can get stomach bleeding. You can get...
Large amounts of what?
Ibuprofen.
But what's large amounts?
Any can cause kidney shutdown, cause all kinds of serious problems.
What do you mean, any?
No, you have to give me
400 milligrams. A single dose of 400 milligrams can
cause... my doctor told me I have a crushed disc in my back. Let me finish. He told me to take 3 times a day.
800 milligrams.
And I said, look, I'm in Mexico, okay? Yeah. Is it safe for me over
to take
a 7-week period?
Yes.
No. I just said ibuprofen because I didn't want my kidneys to,
It can be quite safe, but it needs to be done carefully. But it also can. It also can cause serious problems, and people need to be watched. So these are not... No medication is without potential serious side effects.
And what's normal sex, Dr. Drew? What? Missionary position? Mm. Once a month. No fun. That's what your nickname is.
Brian?
Yeah?
You're 26?
Yeah. I had a question about my wife, actually. She's been having chronic yeast infections for the last year and a half.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's the question?
Oh, excuse me?
What's the question?
Oh, I was just... We've taken her to the doctor. She's been on medication, Diflucan and different things, and nothing seemed to work.
Well, if the Diflucan's not clearing up, it's probably not yeast.
Because she's had cultures done.
Yeah.
Everything from yeast and STDs, everything, and nothing's coming...
Right. Therefore, there's no yeast, right?
Yeah. Well, it's yeast. They know it's yeast.
How do you know?
You said the cultures were negative.
Excuse me?
You said the cultures and the smears were negative.
Yes, they were.
Okay, there's no yeast then.
Well, hold on. Have you ever tried to bake bread with it?
What?
Have you ever tried to bake bread with the discharge or put it on a cracker or something?
There's no yeast.
They came up positive as far as yeast. They just don't know. I mean, for some reason, it's not knocking it out.
So even when she takes Diflucan, they go back, they reculture her, they find yeast.
Yeah.
Do you know what kind of yeast?
She can go maybe 2-3 weeks, maybe she's free of it after the death.
What if she doesn't have sex in that time period?
Yeah, then usually it'll clear up.
So having sex is what tends to trigger it?
Yeah.
Are you sleeping with anyone else?
Excuse me?
Are you sleeping with anyone else?
No.
Do you use a condom?
Yeah. Yeah, we've been trying to, you know, use a condom and...
Why don't you use different kinds of condoms? Use some animal skin, natural skin, that kind of
thing. Yeah.
Because almost anything, well, anything that, that disturbs the flora and fauna of the vagina can cause a
yeast
overgrowth.
Is it diet related, though?
Not usually. It can be related to stress and sleep and that kind of thing.
Whatever. Right? Let's take another call. All Twinkie right. Hole, baby. That's right. The old love shoot. Yahoo!
We got to take ourselves a little break there.
What is
now
with these
career?
Breaks? Give me, put the next caller in, guys. Control booth. Put him in. Sybil. Sybil, what's your problem? You're 38. You're too old to be calling. Cut her off.
All right. We'll cut Sybil off, and then we'll talk to the male Sybil with all the personalities over here. David Alan
no,
Grier.
It's just one. It's and all love.
After this.
Love Line. 1-800-LOVE-191.
Quite a few, Adam.
Hey, it's Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew over there. And David Alan Grier is here. Who's
preaching, baby. Thank you so much.
I really,
guys in the booth, please sit down.
I really think he's got to have some Jew in him.
Oh,
he's obsessed with the medications. He's neurotic.
Back pain. He's
and back pain. Is there any...
Dr. Drew, I tried so hard to get some painkillers from this Mexican doctor. I slammed my head in the door. Doctor, mi músculo es muy enfermo. He came at me with a horse needle. And I was like, no. He shot me in the butt. I was
Here's
dazed for 3 days.
All you do is walk in the pharmacy and go, that.
Well, I did. I mean, you know, after a while.
Dude, you're scaring me a little bit.
I just got a little dilated.
Boost bar.
I was in Canada a couple of weeks ago, and apparently the pharmacies there are
open.
Game on, too.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's nice.
So they seem to work out.
I mean, it's everywhere except here.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. I mean, like, when you hear about everything in Mexico being the way it is, you go, well, all right, they're Mexicans over there, so who the hell knows?
You are such a racist.
But then...
To the Hispanic population, I apologize.
No, I don't mean that in a pejorative way. I just mean, you close your eyes, you go, it's a different language and a different color skin over there, and God knows what's going on. And besides, look at the country. It's a mess. Maybe we shouldn't open our pharmacies. But then you go to Canada... And it's the same thing, and the country's running
great. But in Canada, it's not open. What you're talking about is you can get Tylenol with codeine over the counter.
Mm-hmm.
You can make a case like, okay, if you happen to be on some, you know, TV show and you're going to do 500 of them and you're an addict, you'll find a way.
Of course. But Adam's point is there's so much stuff that... people couldn't hurt themselves with, that they can't get their hands on without a prescription.
Well,
what's that all about?
The prescription for the crab shampoo, for instance.
Right.
Who's going to guzzle a quart of that?
Well, if
themselves?
You wanted to be a crackhead, we all know where we would go in L.A. to buy drugs. I mean,
David's house.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean...
I'm just saying, in Studio City on Ventura Boulevard...
Uh-huh.
I can go into the Rite Aid drugs and I could ask for some crab shampoo and they could say, sorry, you need a prescription. And I could say, fine. On the way out, I could pick up a quart of VO scotch and then I could run across the street to the Big Five and buy a crossbow and go to the park.
But you know what? If you mix that with some NyQuil...
Ooh, baby.
You get that too.
And some Red Bull. Oh, that's nice on the rocks.
David.
Let's take some calls.
David was talking during the break about his dad having an embarrassing revelation to him. But it reminded me, I hung out with my grandmother tonight.
Oh.
And
has she been listening?
Nice segue. I owe you that one.
My grandmother likes to also give sexually revealing things to me that make me feel uncomfortable. You
she
think
must
you
be
feel
90.
Bad.
She must be 90.
It's her birthday. I think she's 88. She's way up there. And she's asked me many things over the years. For instance, do you know what a rim job is?
Are you legitimately? She's not senile.
No, she's all there.
She was a sex therapist. Someone brought up rim job in one of her groups, and she didn't know what it was.
So she asked me what a rim job was.
Embarrassed.
There's another.
But tell them what you said off the air. You said, "Bend over, Grandma. I'll show you."
That's my time. Enjoy your headliner.
Did you hear that, Dr. Drew? I said, "Bend over, Grandma. I'll show you."
Tonight she's getting out of my car, and you know what I love, it's something that all old people do, which is nothing's quite right everything's a bad design or not working right. You know, every time she climbs into my car, she spends 10 minutes trying to get the seatbelt buckled, and then I reach over and snap it in place, and she gives a, well, this thing is not designed right. No, it's not. It's not designed for someone who has Parkinson's. It, I have no trouble with it, in other words. But she's climbing out of the car, and the car has bucket seats, and she's riding up on the edge.
Oh, boy.
You know, she's straddling the edge, trying to get on and get onto the walker, and I'm helping her out and everything. And she said, the side of this seat has gone up my crotch, she says. Oh, and I go, okay. She takes a beat, and she goes, nothing's been up there for a while.
And I asked you not. please, I beg of you.
One time she was talking about lubricant, about vaginal lubricant.
Please, can I be dismissed?
How old was she at the time?
She was 85.
And what did she say?
Well, my grandfather just passed away about 3 years ago, and she was mourning pretty good, and she was saying, everything around here reminds me of him. I found his shoes. I see his picture. I see the vaginal lube.
I'm sorry. I guess, can I get some rags? I'll clean up. I really, right, yeah, let's take a call.
And take some calls.
I'm quite a nail of bananas.
You know, because the hair goes gray. It goes gray down there.
No, you lose it.
Oh, you lose the hair down there. You become like an old woman child.
I kind of like that. I think I'm coming back. You know what I think would heal all of society? Plain talk about sex from in the house. It's a natural thing.
That's right.
Well, how about President Bush's recent initiative to eliminate all that talk?
Well,
$130 billion we spent on abstinence.
Where's Lee Harvey Oswald when we really need him, really? Please.
Andy?
Does he have any relatives?
I mean, you know, I'm doing the O'Reilly Report next week to have a little discussion about this thing.
Andy?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Yeah?
What's up?
I was wondering if I could get my girlfriend pregnant from anal sex.
Yes.
How?
Well, she was kind of freaking out about it. Like, I was trying to get her to do it, you know? And then she's like, oh, make sure you wear a condom because I don't want to get pregnant.
Have you ever heard of a turd baby?
No.
How would that work? How would a semen get to a uterus?
Like, I pulled out, you know, and
leak
it just
somewhere.
Kind of got on there.
All right, well, be careful.
Well, wait a minute. I think what he's referring to is it's what it's known as running sperm. Now, there, you've heard of walking catfish, the African walking catfish.
No, but her
Australia.
Asshole's the size of a mason jar.
Andy. No, you didn't sell it well.
Yeah, we were already going,
But David had a point anyway, which is the African running catfish.
Australia. Walking catfish.
Yeah.
Well, there are sperm. You know, we as men produce millions and millions of sperm.
Yeah.
There are certain sperm. This is a medical fact, Dr. Drew. You know this.
They're fighting sperm.
Absolutely. They're fighting sperm that they actually will walk from the back door to the front door.
Really?
Absolutely. They can wiggle and walk right across that little stretch, that little between skin, and jump in there.
Wow.
And just, so watch it.
All right.
Watch it, you know, all you kids.
Mark?
Yes?
You're 24.
Hi, how you doing, Adam?
What's up?
Not a lot. I'm getting a vasectomy in a couple days. I just had a couple questions. I started thinking about it, and, I just had a couple questions about what's going to happen. I was wondering, first of all, if there's going to be any difference in the consistency when I ejaculate.
No, really not.
But you said it's better, right?
The first orgasm after the surgery is good.
Just the first one?
Yeah.
Well, it's better because you haven't beat off in 2 weeks.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what else are your questions?
Just once.
So it's like a 2 week wait. What would happen if I were to ejaculate like before?
I don't know.
You just spit out. You'd spit out of my
healing,
stitches.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to do that, my friend.
I don't think you're going to want to. Yeah. Hey, Mark?
Yes.
All right. Do you have kids?
Yes, I have two.
Okay. And you're married?
Mm-hmm.
And that's it for you and the kiddies?
Right.
All right. So it's a nothing procedure.
Everyone now, why won't your wife get her tubes tied?
Well, we just thought it was a little bit more of a complication, so it'd be a little bit safer if I got it.
You want to know what's really happening?
It's sure.
It's very primal, my friend. Your wife wants you to get a vasectomy so that you cannot spread your seed, that only she has your offspring. That is why.
I'm sorry?
Very profound, Sir
David. It's true. It's
true. Why doesn't he want to do the same thing? Why doesn't he have a primitive urge to cut her off?
Ask me. Trust me. It's the women. She only wants to have your children. She wants you not to have the ability to father children with any other woman. That's why.
This is a symbolic keeping the nuts in the mason.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that, but that's a pretty good point.
Don't go through with it, man.
Do it, Mark.
Men got to unite.
Yeah.
Nah, you might as well do it.
Drew, what is the difference between having the vasectomy and having the tubes tied?
What do you mean?
I mean,
in terms of efficacy or?
No, okay. They're both the same.
Same.
Then what about in terms of the operation?
It's a little more for the women. A
little bit more.
Yeah.
Not much?
Not much.
Yeah. What's the tube tied called?
Tube ligation.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
So you're saying there's no validity to my theorem?
No, there is.
Right.
I think this.
Say
what?
He'll get violent.
My brother's wife wants him to do that.
No, I think there's also. Listen, I think if you want to understand human beings, you stand back and pretend you're a Martian who just landed here, and you're looking at the human primate behavior, and you're trying to understand it.
Specifically, women who are at the end of their productive years.
I think any years there's an urge for them to.
No, but I'm saying it absolutely.
Yeah, that's normal.
Normal.
Well, is that an urge for a guy to spread? Is that normal?
You know,
not in my camp, buddy.
You know what I would like? Drew, I think you would enjoy this too.
Let's take some calls. Let's take some calls.
At least a medical standpoint.
Lisa, you're 19. What's your problem?
I want to hear this.
I would enjoy watching a reel of what goes on in David Alan Grier's head when he masturbates.
It's slowed down.
I picture it like a Fellini film.
Yeah, it'd have to be slowed way down.
Mother chasing him with a knife.
Oh, yeah.
Well, anything can kill it. Anything can kill it.
Trains going into stocking human cannon going off. Couple fly girls circa 1991.
I like the freaks. I like the young honey bunnies. Why is it with rubbers, like when you see condoms in porno flicks, it's a total turnoff? For me, it is.
Me too. Let's address that for one second. Why is that? And I agree. And you know what I think it is.
It's an intrusion.
And this is going to be sad, David. But I hope you're man enough to cop this one.
Go.
I think a lot of guys watch porn because it's dirty and it's nasty, right. And it's not just all about sexuality. It's about they got this
aggression.
Chick to do porn.
Aggression.
There's a little aggression in there. And it's a little degrading.
It's too civilized to put a condom on.
And when you put the condom on, it becomes a little civil and a little less degrading, and it becomes a little more clinical, and it's not so nasty anymore.
Right, here's another thing that turns me off. You know, like when you're watching porno, and you see the porno chick, she looks at the camera like, are we, okay, keep going, okay. That kills it.
I like that.
I hate that when they're like, you know, like she's waiting for the coffee break. No.
You know,
direct those pornos.
My favorite part of the porn is the credits when the key grip is named Dick Nibbler.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, don't bother with a credit if you're going with it. Why go with a credit? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know.
Or maybe you just stick with...
A lot of legitimate writers write for porn. One of the guys who created my show
wrote
for porn. Yeah, wrote for porn.
Two boy, one girl.
He shall remain nameless because he doesn't want people to know. But
there's
Gordon.
No script.
Andy Gordon.
The script?
Wrote for porn. Andy Gordon wrote for porn. I'm not gonna.
What is the script?
Seven pages.
The pizza man rings the doorbell. Go,
Brian.
Didn't we have who was in here? Does Jenna Jameson or somebody tell us about the script? Would say like,
I told you that.
2G1B, you know, 2G1BAV.
Right. No, they're 7 pages long for an hour and a half movie.
You got paid.
Brian?
Let's take some calls.
Hello?
What's up? You're 16.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to talk to David Alan Grier.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Okay. I kind of have the same problem you do.
What's that? You're too large?
No.
Okay.
With sleep.
Now, how many hours do you usually sleep a night?
On a good day, what really happens is maybe a full night.
Which is how many hours?
It's about 8.
And yeah, but you know what the thing is? When I was your age...
Hold on a second.
I didn't have that problem.
Let me talk about the retards that call this show. People call in and they go like, my knee's blown out, it's bad, it's giving me a lot of pain. Yeah, how often does it hurt? Well, on good days, it doesn't hurt at all. Okay.
You know
thanks.
What? You
on
know
a
what?
Good day, he sleeps 8 hours.
Hey, Mr. Perfect.
Is that
Perfect?
A sleeping problem?
This is a 16-year-old kid.
He's an idiot.
He's crying out. Don't cut him off.
Brian?
Hey.
You sleep 8 hours.
Yeah.
On a good day.
Medication.
What medication?
Clonazepam.
Clonazepam?
Yeah.
Clonopin.
Yeah.
All right. You got other stuff going on?
I have, I guess you'd call it depression.
Yeah. Are you manic depressive?
Not really. It's just up and down type something.
That we manic depressive.
Oh, what about something like a lot of exercise for a guy like this? I mean, wouldn't that help some?
Helps David.
I don't, yeah, but you know what? When I was 16, I couldn't sleep enough. I mean, because that's what you do when you're 16. You know, right. You hang out, and then I love to sleep. So, not, I mean,
well, you're in this manic phase now, though, you know.
I'm not in a manic phase. Yeah. I'm a normal person.
Some people's manic cycles can last years.
Oh, yeah, years.
You're started around in living
Winston
color.
Churchill was manic depressive.
So was Lennon. And so is probably Abraham Lincoln.
I want to kill myself now just because of you.
See, now you're going down phase.
Hey, Brian?
Yeah?
What do you like to do besides take medication and sleep? You got any hobbies?
Models.
Models. You like to masturbate to models?
You are so jaded. No. Ignore that. What kind
of models?
Mainly cars.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Nice. Are they static or do they move?
Huh?
Are they the kind that you just look at, or can you drive them?
They're the kind you look at.
I see. And do you get any exercise?
I ride my bike a lot, and when I do that, I usually don't get a lot of sleep. And
you don't get a lot of sleep? You mean on days you ride your bike a lot?
On days I ride my bike a lot, sometimes I'll get sleep. Most of the time I don't, and I don't know why.
Uh-huh. All right.
You should talk to your doctor, because at your age, that...
it's problematic.
It's problematic. I'm old. I'm old and crusty. I'm 45, you know.
All right, Brian. What the hell should he... And by the way, the older you are, the less you sleep. Is that right, Drew?
Yeah, to a point.
My dad...
So wait a minute. We're on something. So in other words, that's what you would call normal. Am I right or wrong?
What's what I would call
No normal. Further question! Witness may step down! You saw me. I'm right.
The behavior we just witnessed, I would not call normal.
My dad will go, like, you want to do breakfast on Thursday? I go, fine. He'll go, why don't you come by about 11. 6.
Oh, yeah.
It's about 6 in the morning. I'm like, Dad, I work nights. I get up about noon, you know. Like, how about dinner? And I was like, fine. All right, I'll come by about 8. Oh, no. He's eating dinner at like 4:35.
I get up at like 6 or 7 in the morning, and then I go back to bed.
There's a whole thing to try to move schools later, because that's adolescents, retarded. With their hormones turning on, their sleep cyclings
retarded.
Are such that they get very, very tired in the early morning.
Right.
And they want to stay up later.
Yeah. Right, so they want to do like 10 to 5.
And you endorse that. You endorse that.
Well, it fits the biology.
Oh my God,
Gary.
They want it. They don't want to get up early because you hang out all night. You're talking
on the other hand,
friends.
You know, listen, your whole life you're gonna be suffering and sleep deprived. You might as well learn how to do that when you're an adolescent. Is another time.
You're always down with the young people,
Gary. You're 18.
Yeah.
What's up?
I had a question about a tattoo.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I heard that you can be allergic to the ink.
Yeah.
I don't know if that true.
I've never seen that, but I imagine that's possible.
Well, why have you never seen it? Because it doesn't get into the system?
It's inert. It's not something the body can react to.
Why?
Well,
all right. Forget the reason why it doesn't happen. So don't worry about it, Gary. What tat are you going to get?
Maybe he's confusing it. Some people of color, when they get tattoos, they kind of get a keloided or raised scarring.
I'll tell you, black guys used to just not get tattoos.
I know. It looks like a big mole, doesn't it? Like when you see a really dark black guy and he like has a huge tattoo, you know, like flaming eagle on his back, it just looks like a hairy mole that's spread.
To me, it looks like when I'm watching a movie and the boom mic dips into the shot. Like I go, did that dude have a tat?
I don't want to have to have like a magnifying glass and a magic light going, oh yeah, nice tattoo.
I've said, why not white ink for black guys? I mean, wouldn't that be more effective?
Don't go into your clan material when I'm here, mister, because I'll put the boxing gloves right in now. We can get in the ring, baby.
No, but what, can't they do a white ink? What's wrong with a white ink?
Well, he has a good point, because now they brand cattle and they use some kind of oxidation, so they don't burn them. But when you look at cattle and horses, it's like white.
Yeah.
They've taken all the color out of the skin, pigment. Yeah.
Yeah, let's start doing that with black guys. Start branding.
You know what?
If with you a could pigment
do that,
stick.
If you could do that, you'd make a lot of money, bro.
I think I would.
A lot of money.
All right.
That's a good idea.
Natasha?
Yeah.
You're 21.
Yeah.
What's up?
So, Yeah, I'm kind of trying to figure out when a person should know to break up with their boyfriend.
When they call radio shows and ask about it?
Well, I see a counselor, but I'm really not getting any of the questions answered that I want.
What do you
do? I'm getting like, oh, you need to release your chi, like crap like that.
No.
What did your boyfriend do?
It was actually me.
What did you do?
I cheated on him about 8 months ago.
Right.
But it's something that I definitely morally oppose, and, you know, I'm...
All right, but you're cheating because you're done with the relationship.
Well, stop right there. How old are you again?
21.
Okay, that's what you're supposed to do when you're 21.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Are you married to him? Do you live together?
We did. We're in a bit of a separation, like a trial.
Yeah, no. You need to... Listen, it's time to end. You're just not accustomed to ending relationships. This is a relationship that would have ended after 2 months. It will end after 2 months at the age of 28, but now you go on for a few years.
How long have you been with him?
3 years.
Yeah.
It's
over.
You should have ended it at 19.
You're too young.
I'm much more concerned with a therapist that says you need to release your chi,
She didn't say that.
But where'd you find this?
You should run out of the door screaming.
Yeah, he's not so good out of the therapists that I've had.
How many have you had?
Release your chi?
A few.
Nobody said.
Why are you in therapy?
This time because I cheated on my boyfriend and it's like hard to deal with.
Did you tell your boyfriend you cheated on him?
Wait, stop. Don't say anything. I'm going to bet you some money that she did tell him.
Oh, yes. Of course
Absolutely.
She did.
Absolutely.
Wait. Are we going to bet money?
Yeah, let's bet some money. I got 20. She told me. Don't say anything. Don't say anything. We're betting. Go ahead.
Not 20.
20 bucks.
Drew can't do 20.
20 bucks. Come on.
Drew's got three kids. He can't support.
I'll go even further. I'll put 30 on the table that says she told her boyfriend she cheated on him, and she brought the guy, and they all went to the therapist together.
No, it's going to be some sort of she told him almost.
Oh, okay.
She almost told him. She told him something kind of happened, but
I think she told him. Natasha?
Go. What happened?
I didn't tell him at all. It was actually somebody that I met through a friend of a friend of his sort of thing, but he found out by going through my email contacted him, and he's the one who told them.
And the guy finked on him and his penis and his sack and you all at the same time when he called him?
What?
Why would the guy tell him? Why would the guy admit
Guys don't
to
do
it?
That. Guys don't do that.
This one did. They're all like, they're all Muslim. And moral kind of guys, except
when it comes to cheating.
You're lucky that you weren't stoned to death. And
I know.
I'm not kidding. Did your parents try and smother you?
My parents?
Yeah. Did you grow up in a Muslim household?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
All right. So these guys are Muslim.
I'm not Muslim.
Okay. These guys are.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Try dating out of the faith. Get yourself a black man. You know what they say? Once you go black, you never go back.
They got black Muslims.
Get you some. That's a little harder.
Islam like a predominantly black faith?
No.
Is this what color is this guy?
You need to read some books, honey. Right. They come in all shades and colors.
Right, what are we doing here with this lady? Wait.
Just break up with him.
Yeah, this relationship needs to end.
Okay.
You need. It sounds like more than a therapist. You need, life 101. You need to be out there living a little bit.
Because you're 21 and you've led a fairly sheltered life and you're sort of confused about...
I don't think you guys really have any sort of background.
No, I want to hear it.
I've done partying, I've drank and done plenty of drugs. And
that's not living life.
Partners and that sort of thing. I just felt like I was done.
I'm not saying you're not a whore. I'm saying that you're naive.
No, I mean, I've never...
And how does one become not naive?
Well, one gets out of a oppressive relationship, right, that goes on.
You must live life.
Thanks, Yoda.
And by living life, you become not naive. If you stay naive, you are not living life.
That's Yoda's black brother, Yoda.
Yes. It's Boda. So go to live life. Life will live you, and you will live each other, and you'll no longer be naive.
Well, I think this is like something serious. You guys are like,
all right, listen.
My concern is that you run to a therapist. You've had multiple different therapists, which is a bad sign. You run to a therapist because you cheated on someone, as opposed to just managing the situation straight on by yourself.
You stinking whore.
And by your description, the therapist is totally inadequate.
Yeah.
So these are all inability to just assert what you need from life. All these things. So it's like you need to just step up and begin living and being assertive and being clear with what you want.
Assertive because I feel like I've made a wrong decision. I'm not sure why. I go see a therapist.
Okay, hold on. Natasha, I'm going to talk for 20 seconds. I'm going to change your life. Then
now
we're going to hang
Now up. I think she needs a therapist.
I take a leap.
I take it all back.
She's a little angry, this Natasha. Yeah. Now listen, if your therapist is an idiot and told you you were releasing your chi, then go find another therapist.
Okay? If your boyfriend's an idiot and you don't want to be in that relationship.
All right, can I say something? Can I say something? I don't think you're helping her. Natasha, I think you are smart enough to know that when you slept with another guy, that's a way of acting out.
Yes.
You own up to it. You say, look, maybe I shouldn't be in any relationship until I figure out what I want. You don't need to go to a therapist for that.
I've been trying to figure out what I want for the past 8 months.
But you don't have. You can take much longer than that. You're doing great.
By the way, a sort of healthier position to take when you ask people for advice is to just take it in. And if you don't agree with it, you don't want to assimilate, fine. But don't argue with
me. I'm not done with this. Natasha.
Are you arguing with me?
Natasha.
Dr. Drew?
No,
Natasha.
She's arguing with
me. No, you're arguing with me. I'm trying to tell you something.
Wear the gloves.
Look at the face he's making.
Wear the gloves.
Can you take my criticism, Dr. Drew? You're not always right.
Always with the answers.
So go ahead, Adam.
Yes. Natasha, are you an angry person?
Not generally, I suppose. Not so tolerant.
Yeah. All right, you're one of these people. I'll give you my honest assessment. Okay. You're smart, except for that hurts you more than it helps you. It really does.
She's up in her head.
She's up in your head all the time.
I think you're a big dummy. Okay.
No, she's an intelligent person whose intelligence is stopping her from living life because everything's intellectualized.
Right.
Okay. We're going to take a little break. David Alan Greer is here.
I'm staying. Give me the next caller, Sybil.
And we'll be back.
Why are there so many of you?
Loveline will be right back, so get your problems ready.
Your stance is hilarious.
Hey, it's Loveline, everybody. I'm an ex-jock, you know.
Let's try and take as many calls, because, you know, I feel bad. Let's try and save as many babies as we can, okay? Enough about me.
Let me give a quick plug, though. David Alan Greer here tonight. Thursday through Sunday at the Irvine Spectrum in Irvine, at the Irvine Improv over there. Two shows Friday and Saturday night, everybody. Dawn.
Yeah.
You're 17.
Yes, I am.
What is up?
Not much. I was wondering about safe blood play. Mm-hmm. My boyfriend and I are into blood play, and both of us have a lot of piercings, and I was wondering how likely it was that, by either licking blood off each other or by having contact with our open piercings, how likely it is we could contact STDs.
Mm-hmm. And this is known as blood play.
Yes.
I was going to ask for a definition.
I'm wondering about that, too.
Could you give a formal definition
of blood play?
To some of the community, it's play piercing, people who will pierce parts of their body with temporarily during sex and then remove the piercings afterwards. I'm not into that. I'm into it's cutting during sex.
What do you use?
We use either razor blades or safety pins.
What part of the body?
I like it on my back. He likes it on his thighs.
Well, here's what that is to me. That is some sort of dysfunction of your arousal system that you have to stimulate so profoundly in order to experience arousal and sexual responsiveness, that you need to do this yourself in order to complete the experience. And something burned that out long ago. Okay.
Who initiated this for you? Was it your boyfriend? Were you guys both into it and you came together? How did it start?
It started, well, for me personally, I haven't really talked about how he got into it with him. For me, it was I started cutting myself, just when I was aroused or when I was stressed out, actually, too.
Right. So it's a way of managing affect. It's a way of managing things that are overwhelming.
All right. But you want to know if it's dangerous. Were you molested?
No, I was never molested.
Not physically abused?
Nope.
It's funny. What led you to this? The cutting on yourself.
Do you have an eating disorder?
No.
Well, she eats blood. Is that an eating disorder?
No, it's not.
No, I'm actually fairly normal.
Have you ever cut too deep?
No, we're really careful about.
Wait a minute,
because let me tell you right now, honey. If I'm banging And I got a razor blade. Oopsie doodle. OJ right. number two.
Yeah, that's right.
There David, I am with the police and a Swiss Army knife going, you guys aren't going to believe this, but she wanted me to cut her.
Well, David told me candidly, that's just one more slit to fill.
I love you, Adam. Oh, that's so beautiful.
Thanks.
Well, go ahead.
But Don, this isn't fitting for me. What?
Yeah, it's, something's missing here for me, too, Don.
And, you know, I usually argue with you, but I don't know. I mean,
Why were you cutting on yourself in the before first place. You got into
right.
the blood
clot? Right.
I was. My parents forced me a lot to... I was pushed to overachieve in high school a lot.
Yeah.
And it really stressed me out. And I started cutting in high school, actually, when, you know, midterms or finals came around. And I started getting really stressed out. And that's how I dealt with it.
I started cutting around midterms and finals, too, but more traditional cutting.
Farts.
No, I was at the beach.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much. Enjoy
but
your headliner.
So you were abused emotionally.
Enjoy your middle act.
Yes.
I wouldn't have actually called it abuse. It was just pressure. Every kid has pressure, usually by their parents.
Not mine. Yeah, you're abused. You don't react like that unless would you not agree that she was abused?
Well, I don't know if she was abused, but what do you call cutting? Isn't there like some, you know...
Cutting.
All is right. it mostly women who do that, though?
Mostly, but men do it, too, sometimes.
Yeah, it does seem like mostly women. Because men who are that way just go out and join the football team or join the army?
They act out on other people.
Yeah, right. Usually with guns and in Columbine, maybe?
Right.
So, Don?
Yes?
You want to know what diseases can be passed
via... Well, I just wanted to know how likely it is that through contact, if, like, I have a new piercing... And if, you know, his blood gets on my new piercing, how likely it is that I could contact a sexually transmitted
disease? If he has a blood-borne sexually transmitted disease, like then HIV. That would be likely.
Okay. What are the
Have you guys been tested?
Yeah, we've both been tested, and I was just curious because I get a lot of piercings, and, you know, I'm with guys that have lots of piercings, and I just wanted to...
No one ever, your parents never struck you, never hit you.
Did you get the old love button pierced?
Oh, God, no.
What?
You know what I'm saying.
What do you have pierced so far?
I have my navel, my nipple, my tongue, my lip, my nose, and my eyebrow.
All right.
Oh, I find
I'm aggressive.
What? Go ahead.
The reason African American men or anybody don't get white ink tattooed is because when their skin heals, the pigment returns, so the tattoos are, like, erase.
If you have white ink,
white ink shows up really the best on actually people with paler skin because it stands out in higher contrast.
I find piercings boring at this point because everybody has them.
Let me just back up and explore that last statement. White shows up better on people with paler skin because it has better contrast.
Really white.
So you're saying like liquid paper shows up more on white paper
than it would
on black paper?
What she's saying is black licorice is not really licorice. That's not really licorice, it's brown.
The what?
Black paper does not heal. The thing is when black skin heals, the pigment returns.
Is this some derivation of keloid scarring?
Mm-hmm. No. What about colored ink, ironically, on black people?
I don't know. I just, I dated a guy who was black and had a huge tattoo done on his back in white, and it looked beautiful the first day. And a week later, it started fading, and after 2 weeks, it was barely visible.
Well, how dark was the brother, baby? Use a paper bag.
He was,
Were his palms purple? Talk to me, girl. Let me know something.
All right, Don. Don, listen, whatever can be passed through the blood is whatever you can get. AIDS, hepatitis, what else, Drew, as far as sexually transmitted diseases. But, Don...
Dengue fever.
Don, I know you're another one of these people with a high IQ, but you're stupid anyway. You gotta look into this stuff, because you got something going on.
Boring. They're so boring. Every idiot I know has their tongue pierced.
Substantial going on with Don. I don't understand why we can't get at it.
She
well, because it's a radio show, and yeah, I mean, you
she's
know.
She's smarter than we are.
I am not that energetic to cut bone and what else? Pierce,
deep
all pigment. That stuff. I know.
Let me say this about the brother, man.
Talk to me, man. Let me know.
You guys aren't into the weird S. You're into the straight S.
No, you
want to get laid. And, you know,
this is a weird guy.
No, yeah, we haven't really talked about this, Adam, but I'm not that guy you're talking
about.
You're
not the straight guy.
I know, but we've...
No.
You're half
kind of
Jewish.
That we've decided
I
that.
Like women with an open mind. That's all I'll say.
Like what? What does that mean?
I can't say it on the air. Yeah, you mean Dirty Sanchez, you know.
But you don't want any cutting. You don't want any piercing.
Piercings are boring.
He wants right. something They're, more substantial.
I hate
slashings.
I hate those. No, I don't want to cut anybody. No, just the same way. I don't want. All right, look here, baby. When I'm gonna get you doggy style, then I want to shoot your toe just with a 22. Just pow. Shoot you. No, I don't want. I don't. You know, I don't want to do all that.
Right.
Too much energy.
Yeah. No, right. I don't want to cut anybody. No.
Jason,
so what is the weird stuff he's into? It. I might get.
We'll talk off the air, brother.
Jason.
Yes.
You're 20.
Yes.
What's up?
This is Adam.
Yes.
You're awesome. You're incredible. Dr. Drew, biggest genius in the world.
Mm.
David,
yes.
Very funny.
Thank you. Thank you.
My What's question that? Is, my girlfriend, she's really into anal sex. This is the first chick I've been with that's really been into it as much as she is.
Mm-hmm.
But when she has an orgasm, she starts crying.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
And
you yeah. are in some weird ass, aren't you, David?
That's good. That's
does
good.
She, does she have an orgasm via anal sex?
Yes. Well, a little clitoral stimulation as well.
Do you give her the reach around?
Yes.
But let me tell you something. You're hitting pay dirt, my friend, when you don't have to do that reach around.
And how do you know she's That's crying when you're girl. Behind her that way?
Well, it took me a while. It was like 3 weeks when we were doing this before I finally realized. But then we
realized what?
Karma Sutra and started trying some other positions, and it kind of noticed.
That she was crying?
Yeah.
And she cries during every orgasm?
No.
Only in anal sex. And have you asked her about it?
Yeah, she's kind of defensive. She doesn't seem to want to talk about it very much.
Mm-hmm. How old is she?
24.
Uh-huh. Has she ever said the following? Stop it, daddy.
Excuse me?
Has she ever said the following words? Stop it.
No.
You're
no.
hurting me.
No, I've suggested that we not do it, and she's into it.
Okay. So she doesn't... How long have you been with her?
About 3 months now.
Okay, Jason, let me give you some real-world advice here.
Real?
You're not going to marry this nut job.
Yeah. No, I am not.
Yeah. No, you're not.
But okay. Enjoy the freak.
Enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
You don't have to get to the bottom of this.
I don't.
No, pardon the pun.
Whatsoever.
You know why? What Adam is talking about? Because if you do marry her, imagine you're 75. Me and your grandmother, for 50 years, we've been enjoying anal sex. And I tell you right now, I can get my whole head in her butt. I love her to death.
You don't want to grow old like that, right?
I got him the windbreaker that said champion cornholer on it in 1954, and I stand by it.
When your grandmother gets your freak on, boy, I tell you what, Papa's happy.
You don't want to grow old like that.
Now, son, I have what's called a mushroom dick. It's big on the end. And so when it goes into grandma, it literally locks her up like a dog.
Hell, let's show him.
Honey, pull down the support hose and the Depends. Come here. And Bob, you get ready with the hose.
Somebody get a camera.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than an old freak.
No, here's what I'd like to say to the young men and young women listening to this show. Think of all the people we were with who we never ended up marrying and who we were so concerned about, and we had to dig and we had to scrape and we had to gnaw and we had to get to the truth and we had to explore. Meanwhile, the relationship was over 2.5 months later, and all we got was a handful of grief because of all the clawing and gnawing we did for the truth. There's certain people that you're going to spend the rest of your life with. This is not one of them. So...
Enjoy
Forget
the
it. Enjoy the ride.
Hey, Dr. Drew, do you agree that 9 times out of 10, the most intense sexual relationship that you have is not the person you should marry?
You are a freak.
Yes.
Let's go to break.
It's true.
Am I right?
It's true.
Am I right or wrong?
David is right.
Am I right?
Come on. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with Matt and his OxyContin question after this.
You know what I'm saying out there?
Adam and Dr. Drew will be right back.
Watched us box, you'd be like, what's going on?
Why no, so no, no.
Why do you keep hitting him, Adam?
Oh, no. Yeah. I want to box, too. Yeah.
Oh,
my, right. my neck is just barely recovered from 2 years ago when you effed it up so badly.
No, listen, when David gets off the road, we're gonna get back in a little regimen.
Will you invite me?
Yes, I will. And David, let me take it a step further.
Okay.
Maybe a little cup of coffee afterwards.
Okay, yeah. And can you not call me like a pissed off date? Like, I'm tired of chasing you around town. Call me back. I love you. Adam!
Like, okay, all right, sorry, dude.
Well, he tells me he wants to get together, and then I call him 3 times. Doesn't call me back.
You call me once, and I do. I am a little wayward that way, but it's usually when I'm out of town. But let's say some babies. Come on.
All right. Matt?
Yeah.
You're 15?
I got to say, Adam, I love the Man Show.
Oh, thank you very much.
Greatest show on television.
Thank
you. My dad watched it every Sunday.
Nope.
But I have a question for Dr. Drew. 15. I took OxyContin. I had an ankle injury as a painkiller. I took it a few times. Is there any long-term effects from it?
No. It's an opiate. It's just like Vicodin. It's just like codeine. It's just a very concentrated dose, a very high dose of it. It has been a popular street drug for a couple of years. It's just that magically the press caught wind of how popular it's become now. And I've been treating it for quite some time. But it's a profoundly addictive drug.
If you took why would a doctor prescribe OxyContin as opposed to Vicodin?
Longer acting.
So you wouldn't have to take as many pills.
Right.
Okay.
Right,
but
better pain control.
Is it pills?
More potent, yeah.
What's the best painkiller out there?
It depends what you're...
I got the best painkiller. I crushed a disc in my back.
Dilaudid.
This doctor gave me a nasal inhaler.
Oh, Stadol.
And he said one spray.
Stadol, yeah.
Dr. Drew. David threw myself in front of a big blue bus to try and get more of this stuff. Never in my life.
David.
He said one squirt. Oh, my God. It was 3 days worth. I don't know what it was, but
Stadol.
It was the best.
Stadol.
And you took a squirt, and what did you feel like?
David.
Oh, my God.
David, what you call a hospital?
What is that?
He's coming with me.
As a doctor, can you take him?
Can you drag him in?
It's like commandeer David Alan Greer.
If I ever had a problem, I absolutely would call you.
If I felt you were gravely impaired or a seriously potential harm to self or other, yeah, I'd take
one shot of the nasal stuff and your whole body's warm kind of thing?
Oh, I was so looped.
Really?
Because I had to go back to work, and I don't know how I drove to the studio. It's a long story. But at any rate, for 3 days, I was in a lot of pain, and he gave me this stuff. I never did it again. I don't know what it is. He gave me that and some tablets, but this stuff. Yeah, but Dr. Drew, he touched my back where this thing was. I was about to leave.
Yeah.
I broke out in a sweat. I almost vomited, and I thought I was going to pass out. Tears were rolling. I mean, it was way over the top. Yeah. So I didn't need it.
All right.
I just want to get some more.
Jason?
With the boost bar and the trazodone. What was the other thing? Xanax.
And a fine glass of Bordeaux. To top it off.
Jason.
Well, NyQuil. Yeah, on the rocks.
Jason?
Red Bull.
Yeah. You're 17?
Yes.
What's up?
I'm gay.
Yeah.
But, I mean... I've kind of known in the back of my mind that I've been gay for a while.
Right.
And
you say back of your mind or back of your behind?
Well, I've known it inside, you know, but I've just been kind of scared to tell someone because I just didn't think like it would be accepted. But then I met this guy at my school. His name's Zach.
It's funny. David knew it was bogus at the very beginning, and I think we're all kind of looking at each other.
No.
Sorry, Jason.
What?
We don't believe you.
Listen, son, take some improv classes.
All right.
Good luck in your career.
Who, what, where, not only that, but, and bring something to the party.
And don't use people. People are going to use bogus call to us. Do not use names, because people who really are concerned about anonymity do not use any names.
Yeah. Right.
Like, met this guy named Zach. I'm from Washington, NYU High School.
Or it's like the friend. I have a friend who's in AA, and he tells me all the famous people.
I love that.
So, you know that dude on that series with the car? He was looped in last night's Midnight Madness meet, man. His life is screwed up. I'm like, dude, anonymity!
Oh, my gosh. People, they're so sick.
Come on, we have 10 minutes. We can take some babies.
No, I'm done.
No, you're not. People. You are not. You're a doctor.
That's right. Melissa?
Yeah.
You're 15. You have stretch marks?
Yeah, on my hips and my thighs.
Maybe laser. Some dermatologist might try
dermabrasions.
I'll tell you, as a guy who likes to pick on women physically, I do not mind stretch marks. No problem with
you
that.
You like them.
To me, it says there's big jugs. Just around the corner.
No, not at all.
Were you overweight?
No, not really.
She's
in the last month, I've gained like 20 pounds, but that's only because it's like summer and
Right. I don't know, but are they really bad? Or
hold on. Everyone likes to pack on 20 pounds for the summer. I've seen the Bally's commercials.
I'm trying to. You know,
summer's just around the corner. It's time to start eating.
Adam, you get meaner the later it gets. But you see, Dr. Drew, how calm I am. I'm full of love.
Yes, you released your chi.
Don't attack.
Lasers will get rid of it. Other than that, there's no real topical cream that's going to do anything.
There's really probably nothing.
But I'm telling you, it ain't a big deal.
Find like cocoa butter or anything?
No.
You know what? My grandma used bacon fat.
As what?
A lubricant.
As a lubricant.
Shut up.
Here we go.
Next caller. Come on. We have
more
time.
No, we're done.
No way. You have 6 minutes.
Dude.
I want another caller.
No.
Press a button.
No.
Hello? Who is it? Please. Yes. Come on. Hello?
All right.
Come on.
Let's settle. Let's settle down.
Just take a breath.
Drew.
Take a break.
Write David a prescription for whatever
he wants. I want another one more caller.
I'm calling for the ambulance.
One more. Take a call. Nicole?
Yeah.
All right. You give your boyfriend hand jobs?
Yeah.
But he doesn't have an orgasm?
Well, like, we've had sex before. Yeah. But, like, when I put my hands down his pants where he was, like, messing around, like, he said he'd only come once on the phone to me. But, like, I don't know what it is that comes out when we're messing around.
Boring. All right, I'm guessing.
You know what the scariest part of that? He only cummed once.
I know.
Can you feed these children in this hillbilly holler?
We usually get...
They don't know what the color purple is.
He only done cummed once.
His big boy spit at me one time, but it wasn't angry.
Luckily, it hit me where my toothfish used to be.
My toothfish.
We'll take a break. Hey, everybody, Loveline.
Next call.
David Alan Greer.
You can just sit here until tomorrow night. We'll start up again at 10 o'clock tomorrow night.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this week at the Irvine Spectrum. Irvine Improv. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday.
One show Sunday. Next caller.
All right, real fast, just for kicks. Shannon?
Hey.
Hey, you're 14?
Yes.
When you get a cut...
Not even a cut, just if I scratch my arm, like if it itches, it just swells up. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Boring.
That can be an allergic type reaction.
Yeah. So who should you go to?
An allergist.
Well, talk to your doctor about it. Yeah. That's maybe called dermatographism, where you scratch and you get this raised area where you scratch.
And don't do it during sex.
David Alan Greer, everybody. Always a pleasure.
Yeah.
A dynamite individual.
Hey, guys, I just want to leave you with some wisdom. Find joy in every moment that you live. You, Mr. Angry Man, Dr. Drew.
Where's the vomit? Your chi. Oh, my chi.
Release your chi.
There we go.
Hey!
Thank you.
No more of that. And you, Adam, twinkle toes, call me up.
All right, buddy. I'm going to call you. We're going to hit them focus
about,
clubs.
We didn't talk about Roy Jones.
Oh, yeah. We got to talk. We'll talk now. Right. So until next time, Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
See my finger, see my thumb. We got the ball. You better run. S-O-C-K-I-T. Sock it to me. Baby, my head is aching. My hips are tight. My hips are shaking from left to right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Cast check. Don't take no job. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Come on, baby. We go to win. That's a cheer.
The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.